Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. I have found marriage to be very educational.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea there was a wrong way to put milk in the fridge. Obviously, there is.
You have learned.
I guess. Yes, that's
you
right.
You have learned something.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
So how do you put milk in the fridge?
Well, obviously not the way I had been putting it in.
Welcome to our outfit.
That's right. All right. Along those same lines, this is Red Skelton's recipe for the perfect marriage.
This ought to be good.
Oh, yeah, these are good. Yeah. You know, and these are attributed to Red Skelton, but who knows? It come off the internet. Who knows?
Anyway. We're going to say Red said it.
Yeah, that's right. Two times a week, we go to a nice restaurant, have a little beverage, good food, and companionship. Uh-huh. She goes on Tuesdays. I go on Fridays.
Yeah, that's how you have a good
marriage. That's a good way to do that, yeah. Mm-hmm. We also sleep in separate beds.
Yeah?
Yeah, hers is in California, mine is in Texas.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Red.
Very separate.
Oh, yeah, yes. This. I don't know if this is Red or Rodney.
Yeah, Dangerfield. No kidding.
Yeah, right.
No kidding.
I take my wife everywhere, but she keeps finding her way back.
How does she do that?
How does that work? Yeah, right. I asked my wife where she wanted to go for our anniversary.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere I haven't been in a long time, she said. So I suggested the kitchen.
Why don't you try the kitchen?
Yeah, you knew it was coming, didn't you?
Oh, dear.
We always hold hands.
Yes.
If I let go, she shops.
She shops.
That's right. Yeah, right.
Don't let go.
Uh-huh, yeah. She has an electric blender.
Yes.
Electric toaster.
Uh-huh.
Electric bread maker.
Yeah.
She said there's too many gadgets and no place to sit down. I bought her an electric chair.
I got one of those.
Yeah, I got an electric chair and I love it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My wife told me the car wasn't running well because there was water in the carburetor.
Really?
I asked her where the car was. She said, in a lake.
In the lake. Yeah, there's definitely water.
I'd say there's water in the carburetor.
In the carburetor.
Yeah, right? Yeah. How do you know there's water in the carburetor?
Yeah. I
know. Huh? Yeah.
I know these things.
She got a mud pack. It looked great for 2 days.
Yeah.
Then the mud fell off.
Then the mud fell off. Easy,
these
Red.
Are terrible.
Easy.
Terrible. Man. Yeah. All right. She ran after the garbage truck yelling, "Am I too late for the garbage?" The driver said, "No, jump in.
Jump on in.
Come on. Come on in."
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. No. Yeah. Red Skelton, he was something.
I love that.
I do, too. Remember, marriage is the number one cause of
divorce. Number one cause of divorce.
That's
right.
That's
a fact.
Yeah. I married Miss Wright.
Yes.
I just didn't know her first name was Always.
Always.
Miss Wright.
Miss
Always.
Right. Miss Wright. Always Miss Wright or Miss Always Wright.
Yes.
Okay. One of the other.
One of those two. Yep. Yeah.
I haven't spoken to my wife in 18 months.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't like to interrupt her.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my. Oh, hurt me. And then that's when the fight started.
And that's when the fight started.
Right. Speaking of which, the last fight was my fault, though.
Of course.
He says. My wife asked, "What's on the TV?" I said, Dust. And that's when the fight started.
And that's when the fight started.
Yeah, that's right. Haven't seen her for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Swelling's about to go
down. Swelling went down, and I can see her again.
Exactly.
Got a great show coming at us this week.
Goody.
Jill Jones and the Lone Star Corral riding along with us. Baxter Black has some poetry. We have Corinne Marie, Hank Snow, Al Mel. But we're going to start with Kip Callahan.
Yeah.
Next thing, smoking. put me on the next thing smoking.
Smoking.
Yeah, good Tom Russell song there.
Yeah.
Great way to do it with Kip Callahan.
And Kippy does a good job.
You betcha. Well, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Yeah,
we're on to the next thing.
On to the next thing.
That's what we're talking about this week. There's always something.
There is always something.
Always on to the next thing, right?
But I got to get this off my chest
real quick.
All right. I think Mother Nature's going through menopause.
I think you're right.
She cannot make up her mind. Hot. Cold, wet, dry,
white, clear, whatever, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy, I feel better now.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Yeah. I feel better.
I think you're right.
Well, that's part of the next thing, isn't it?
On to the next thing.
Yeah, Tina's grandma used to call us up. Right about now, about the 1st of October, middle October.
Yeah.
You got your wood in?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You got your meat in?
Yeah.
Are you ready to start feeding hay? Yes, Nene. We're about there.
Got the calves sold?
Yeah. Have you shipped?
That's right.
I forgot about that.
Have you shipped? You're right.
Yeah.
Well, we're on to the next thing. We're leaving summer.
That's right.
Well, we've left summer.
It is a long ways in the rearview mirror.
We are in fall.
Yes.
And we're on to the next thing. I see snow in the high country.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're there.
I can't say that I'm ready, but
you know, I like every season.
I do too.
Truly, I do.
I would like a little more even, though, you know, instead of 9 months of winter.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then a week of spring and summer.
But you only get, what, 3 months of use of your air conditioner in your truck?
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to wear it out.
If that.
Yeah,
maybe 2 months. Yeah, right. True story.
It's not going to get wore out.
We're on to the next thing, though.
Yeah.
And especially at our age, we're on to age-related things. On to the next thing.
When's your next doctor's appointment?
Yeah, I know it. My gosh. Going to more Marians and more Barians.
Oh, yeah. And things that are not supposed to leak.
Yeah, are
leaking,
and things that are supposed to leak aren't. Yeah. It's true.
What the heck?
Yeah, we got to ditch out to a cowmercial, and when we come back, Al Mill is going to sing to us.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.